Okay, Philippians chapter 3. I have one main question I'm going to ask, and then there's three follow-up questions, and those three follow-up questions must be answered correctly if you're going to answer the first question correctly. The first question, the main question, is are you ready to answer God's call for your life? Are you ready to answer God's call for your life? I mean, some of you are thinking, God's call, that's like full-time going to be a pastor or a missionary. And yes, we do use that term, the call, to refer to someone who goes into full-time ministry. But God has a call for everyone. God has a place for you. We refer to the church as the body of Christ. And when our body malfunctions, we go to a doctor to get it fixed. Every part of our body needs to work together properly or the body gets sick. And the same is true in the body of Christ. Every part of the body needs to do its job or the body gets sick and needs some healing. So as you look at your life, I don't know what God's call might be. It might be to go to the mission field. It might be to be a pastor. But I do know there are three questions that you must answer correctly if you're going to answer God's call for your life. The first question is, who am I trusting? Who am I trusting? Look at verse 9 of Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul shares somewhat of his own testimony in Philippians 3, and he says, and be found in him, that is Jesus Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Question number one, who are you trusting? And that has to do with the area of our salvation. If you're going to answer God's call for your life, the first thing you need to be sure of is you're part of God's family. You're part of the body of Christ. Who are you trusting? And the answer to the question is, I'm trusting Jesus Christ and him alone for my salvation. Paul says it twice right there. And you know, I had a professor in college that says, when God repeats himself, sit up and take notice. This is important. Right here in the same verse, in the same sentence, Paul says it twice. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. How do we get in a right relationship with God? By faith. By faith in the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And if there's someone here tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, let today be the day of salvation. God does have a call for you. It's the call to repentance. It's the call to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. That is God's call for you. Don't leave here tonight without knowing for sure you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that your sins have been taken care of. Those things that you've done in your life that do not please God can be taken care of by placing your faith and trust in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Find someone here tonight who can take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven. Question number one, who are you trusting? I'm trusting Jesus Christ and him alone for my salvation. Question number two, where are you headed? This has to do with the area of our sanctification. Look at verses 11 through 14. Paul continues by saying, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Where are you headed? And the Apostle Paul says, I'm headed towards Jesus Christ. Sanctification is just that big word we use that means you're growing spiritually. You're growing in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're studying the scriptures and you're applying the commands and principles of the scriptures to your life. You're getting to know who Jesus Christ is more and more. And you're becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. Romans 8, 28 and 29, we like verse 28, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And we like, you know, all things work together for good. And then we get to verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate. And sometimes theologians stop right there and we get hung up and we discuss foreknowledge and predestination and what all that means. And I'm certainly not saying we shouldn't discuss that and try and figure that out. But we shouldn't stop there. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Why? To be conformed to the image of his dear Son. God foreknew us, God predestined us so that we would be like Jesus Christ. And that's what sanctification means. I'm growing to be more and more like Jesus Christ. You know, there's only one of two directions you can be headed in your Christian life. And an old pastor shared this once. He said, there's no standing still in the Christian life. You're either headed towards Jesus Christ or you're backsliding. There's no other option. You don't get to stand still. You're either growing in Jesus Christ or you're backsliding. Which direction are you headed? And I hope you can say, I'm headed towards Jesus Christ. I'm growing in my relationship with Jesus Christ. And question number three, what am I holding on to? What am I holding on to? And this has to do with the area of our surrender. The Apostle Paul shares back up in verses 7 and 8, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. What are you holding on to? And the answer is, I'm holding on to Jesus Christ and his word, and everything else is temporary. A friend of mine who was a missionary for many years to the Japanese people, and I don't think the saying originated with him, but he was the one I heard say it. He says, there's three things that last for all of eternity. God, the word of God, and the souls of men. Everything else is temporary. And the last two questions go hand in hand. If you're headed in the right direction and you're growing more and more in your relationship with Jesus Christ and you're becoming more and more like Jesus Christ, it's going to be real easy for you to let go of the things of this world. If you're struggling in your relationship with Jesus Christ and you're enamored by the things of the world, it's going to be a whole lot more difficult for you to let go and surrender those things to the Lord. But everything is temporary. And James reminds us that everything we have is a gift from God. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. All of our stuff, even our friends and our family, is a gift from God. And we need to be willing to say, Lord, you've blessed me with these things. I give them back to you. Use them for your honor and glory. Three questions. Who are you trusting? I'm trusting Jesus Christ and him alone for my salvation. Where are you headed? I'm headed towards Jesus Christ. I'm growing in my relationship with him. And what are you holding on to? I'm holding on to the word of God and Jesus Christ, and everything else is temporary. Everything else is surrendered to him for his honor and for his glory. Three questions that must be answered correctly if you're going to answer God's call for your life. I gave you the questions. I gave you the answer. And I don't need to know your grade, because your grade isn't between you and me. Your grade is between you and the Lord. How did you score? Maybe there are some areas, and even the Apostle Paul said, I haven't attained yet. He still needed to know Jesus Christ better. That was the cry of his heart in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We can all get to know Jesus Christ better. Until that day when we see him face to face, and we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Are you headed in the right direction? And have you surrendered everything to Jesus Christ? Are you ready to answer God's call for your life? Lord, I thank you for this opportunity.